Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Live from Big Ben Tavern in Sugarland. It's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. We are live here we're on stop six. Stop six of the Crawfish Circuit. I see a couple that just walked in. Look like they're ready to get some crawfish as well. There you go, sir. Good drink to go along with it for you and your lady as well. I know they're ready to take care of you here at the Big Ben Tavern here in Sugarland. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. You can get some bugs. You can get some drinks. All weekend long, leading up to Mother's Day, as they're taking care of the mothers as well here with specials all weekend long as well. And you can have a good time here, start here on a Friday night. Congratulations to Chrissy, our first winner. And she won a $25 gift card. She had that Johnny Cash shirt on, too. I see you, Chrissy. She won a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We're hooking somebody up with one each hour. Once an hour, towards the end of the 3 o'clock hour, we will hook our second person up with a gift card. All you got to do is sign your name, put it in our raffle box right there, and you'll have a chance to win, as well as our grand prize. Our grand prize, there's a QR code. Code over there next to Shay. All you got to do is go on and fill that out, and you can enter to be our grand prize winner, which includes a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light for free for a year. So you might want to enter that to give yourself the best chance to win our grand prize. So a good time out here. I'm surprised. What time, Clint? What time are you going to the to the bugs? What time are you thinking you're planning this thing
out? I don't
know.
I mean, the Hogs just came on. Girls softball just came on. I believe they're playing OU. I think it's the Hogs going on right now.
I saw that in the SEC tournament.
So, I mean,
they got a win the other night.
I mean, look here now. Yeah, we got the player of the year, SEC player of the year, I think. I mean, shoot, look out now. I may sit here and do a little radio, watch this game, and eat some bugs, man. It'd be a good afternoon for us.
There you go. Nobody is surprised that you're going to do that.
Watch these Hogs whoop a little ass. Well, they got the number one Oklahoma Sooners, though.
There you go. Well, base knocker to kick these off there.
There you go, lefty.
There you go. But come on out, man. We'll have a good time here. Calm down.
My bad.
I did want to pass this along. I wanted to pass this along, Clint. Nick Broeker, who has been guard, tackle, a lot of things, has played some for the Texans over the last several years. they have waived him today. They have done that here in the last 30 minutes or so, Clint. So they have waived Nick Broeker. And I'll tell you, boy, ESPN and them, boy, they do quick work of it. They got his ass right up off that depth chart. I mean, in the last 5-10 minutes, Nick's off that depth chart. And, not a major surprise, Clint, because they've obviously they have a lot of bodies there. Surprised they maybe didn't go to camp with him to maybe see what happened. Maybe they're giving him a shot. Shot to catch on somewhere.
The thing is, Broeker is, he's a guard. I mean, he was having to be a depth tackle last year because of, I think, some injuries and because you moved Titus Howard inside. Up until that issue, he's been a guard. And so, you'd like to think that a guy that you had on the roster last year that was able to work his way up in a depth role at least, you would at least be able to compete with the guys that you brought in at the guard position, given that you didn't bring anybody in that is a plug and play starter. But clearly he's odd man out here. One more thought that Titus Howard's got to be a guard if you're just looking at the numbers from a numbers perspective.
They got Ladarius Henderson, who you talked about seeing today. Yeah, who Ladarius Henderson, they like
late draft pick last year out of Michigan. They really like him. Apparently he had a hell of an offseason, and he was on the field today during the rookie minicamp, and he damn sure looks the part. So
yeah, you start getting to Titus, like Lakin Tomlinson, Ed Ingram, probably maybe Juice is involved in that, and Ladarius Henderson. They've got a lot of guys there, and Nick Broeker. Maybe this is good for him. He can maybe catch on somewhere earlier now that it's happening prior to camp. So that is the latest there as they make a move today. Moving on from Nick Broeker. All right, all hands on deck here because I think this is going to be the big thing with the Rockets all offseason, and that is, are they going to make a move? Are they going to add a big piece? I think a lot of people, Clint, nationally, locally, believe that the Rockets are probably primed to adding a major piece to this team, right? And that probably means it's going to come with them moving on from one of the, major pieces of the core that's currently here. And I would say the two names that we are hearing, Clint, of major pieces here since their season ended, Kevin Durant and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Damn it. I walked into there. Boy, I was confident.
Should have just left it at Giannis, man. I tried, man.
Antetokounmpo.
There you go.
Is that it? Yeah.
I'm close.
Three.
It's got to be.
That's what I rock with.
Greek freak by way of Nigeria. Giannis, But those are the two that we are hearing the most. And I want to just throw this big three because I think it could put potential of being a big three. And I wonder which big three Rockets fans would rather them have moving forward. And you can take age into account. You can take maybe how these pieces fit. To me, if Giannis is traded to the Rockets, I think the player that makes the most sense in that deal that would go would be Alperen Şengün. The money and everything, with the picks and everything, I think Şengün would go. And to me, then your big three would be Giannis, Amen Thompson, and Jalen Green. Or if it were Kevin Durant, I think that would mean Jalen Green probably moves on. And then your big three would be Kevin Durant, who is 37, by the way, compared to a Giannis who's 30, Kevin Durant, Alperen Şengün, and Amen Thompson. Taking all of that into account, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, which big three would you rather see the Rockets take on next year? Because these are the two names we're hearing, Giannis, Amen, and Jalen Green, or Durant, Şengün, and Amen Thompson.
This is a no-brainer for me.
Is it?
And one, I make a point. I don't think there's any way in hell that the Rockets organization parts ways with Şengün in any deal. But if
you don't think so, you think he's an untouchable piece?
Yes,
for Giannis.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think he's here.
I don't think so.
I think he's here. I would go Durant, Şengün, and Amen. I'm out on Jalen Green. I'm in on Şengün and I'm in Thompson, and so I would go Durant, Şengün, and I'm in. Plus, in order to get Durant, I know he's 37, as you said, but you're giving up a a two at best, if not more than likely a three on a team. So I would go Durant, Şengün, and Amen Thompson.
Yeah, even with the thought of, obviously, Giannis would be longer term to have him here.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're going to have to give up a lot more to get Giannis, which that lot more may be Şengün versus Jalen. That may be enough.
Yeah, but either way
it goes, I'm out. I'm out on that deal.
Durant, you're out because of Şengün being out? Is that the big key for you?
Yeah, I don't think they're moving Şengün. I don't think there's any way in hell that they move Şengün. I think everybody can agree they're not moving Amen Thompson.
I think he's the one to me that's the guaranteed not going anywhere.
Yeah, who?
Amen Thompson,
I'd go Durant, Şengün, and Amen for me.
Someone got people texting in, Giannis by far. I love the Slim Reaper, but he's too old. Show how many years would you have Kevin Durant? No, I think maybe a couple years. It sounds crazy, but like I think their chances of winning a championship are better if it would be Durant immediately. Like next year, I think it would be better because Durant and Şengün and Amen Thompson, like those guys, that seems like that is a better fit. But you have a chance to have Giannis at his peak for the next 5 years, you know, 4 or 5 years. But it doesn't make you a better shooting team, right? Like, you don't become a better shooting team, and then you would have to put shooting around him and do more. Maybe that's where the Reed Shepherd comes in. It is, to me, it is a tough thought if that's what they're trying to balance, because there's one, all right, if it's Durant, man, you know, this is only like 1 or 2 years, you know, right now with that big three. If it's Giannis, maybe you're, you know, 4 or 5 years. The reason why I would go with Durant is what you're losing is Jalen Green. And I think what we have learned with Jalen Green is Jalen Green to me is not going to be one of the, you know, a lead dog. I don't think he's going to be a one or a two. So to me, it's not like you're parting ways with Anthony Edwards. You know, I don't think he's going to reach that. Some people think that he may. But it's not like you're parting ways with that. So I think you're going to be kind of stuck anyway. And so, to me, I would look at it, all right, the next 2 years, man, we got a chance to win, a championship in the next 2 years with Kevin Durant. You know, and that is to me the route I would go. Some people texting in, I would never take Durant. That's just dumb, Clint. You can add me into that as well. If you look at that, Şengün has no lips.
You wouldn't take Durant for Jalen Green right now and plug into this team? I mean, even if you agree with it, it's not dumb. But I mean, you wouldn't plug in Durant right now for Jalen Green.
I mean, not to call
people dumb, it's silly, but I mean, it's like the deal here is you're giving up a lot. You're giving up an all-star. How old is Şengün?
Şengün is still young, 23,
24. Is it all-star?
22. He's that old. 22, yeah.
22-year-old all-star center that's getting better, that just showed you that he's going to bow his neck in the toughest moments. And versus giving up a guy that shrunk and appeared to be okay with shrinking in the playoffs when it mattered the most. I mean, so yeah, give up Jalen, get Durant for a couple of years, and then and see if it works. And if not, then you're sitting pretty with two guys that you would hope. And Amen Thompson and Şengün by that time would have elevated their game to a whole other level.
I see. Like, how come some people just can't follow directions?
What's that?
They got people in there texting in. No, I'll take Devin Booker and Şengün and Amen Thompson. Yeah, that's not like Devin Booker is going to be much more difficult to get. Not saying it's impossible. I would rather the younger Kevin. Devin Booker to me is the perfect player to go along with this group. I think it would be very, very difficult potentially get him. I think that might come with even more, not just the picks and Jalen Green. That might even come with Jabari Smith, and I wonder if they want to give that up. I'm with you. But hell, follow directions. I didn't give you to go outside the box. I gave you two options. Which one do you want? And then, like I can see a lot of different faults on this thing. But again, like someone just texted in, how about we not make a stupid trade and try to trade for either one of them? Okay. Like, that means you will be sitting in here doing the same thing again. Like, listen, the West isn't going anywhere. Right? Like, OKC's not going anywhere. Minnesota's not going anywhere. All right? I mean, those are like the two young teams. There's old teams. Like, the Lakers aren't going anywhere. You know, I know some people may look at the Spurs. They may be on the rise. And the West isn't going anywhere. All right? And if I just can't believe that people can be in the run it back mode. I just can't believe that people could be in the running back mode. I can't get. All right, I understand maybe the reasons why many people would say the age of Durant. I don't want to go there, or I could see maybe people saying, "Oh, I don't know about how much you'd have to give up for Giannis. I don't want to give up Şengün for Giannis." But I could get that. But I mean, I think the Rockets are going to make a move, and I think they're going to make a.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, Tyler, obviously you're coming in with some breaking news. What is your breaking news here for Houston sports, I'm guessing?
Yes, sorry to interrupt that Rockets discussion, but we got a little Astros breaking news on a Friday. The Astros have announced a roster move. They have placed right-handed pitcher Hayden Wesneski on the 15-day injured list with right elbow discomfort. Oh, God. Retro to May 7th. To take his place, Wesneski on the active roster for the Astros. They have recalled right-handed pitcher Logan Van Wet.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
No, that's the gentleman who has his,
with the weird font on his jersey.
Weird font on his jersey.
Yeah.
So Hayden Wisniewski is going to the IAO. That's
that discomfort word.
Yeah, you don't like that. That's one, as you just brought up, Tyler, that's one that is concerning when you start to hear that. And two, you know, very fortunate now that, you know, Lance McCullers is back, and so you have him here. And then obviously, hopefully Spencer Arrigetti is getting closer. So you should be okay right now moving forward with this thing, but if you had any ideas of going on a six-man rotation, maybe to protect a Lance McCullers, I don't know if that is much of an option now with this latest injury.
Absolutely is not. I mean, the thing is you got to ask now, where are we at in the Spencer Arrigetti timeline?
I would think we're getting close with him.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be you know where we head next. I mean, you're just trying to keep a five man rotation going at this time, even though it is obvious that Gusto was a better pitcher in a starting role than he was in that piggyback with.
But at least
you can
be all right with him.
Yeah, you've got at least something that's been promising to date. I mean, we'll see how they handle it, but I mean Spencer Arrigetti. It's about time we put this batting practice, you know, injury to bed and move forward.
Yeah, text line coming through. Durant is not the answer. Look what he did this year. Why do the Rockets always get washed up players? Yeah, he averaged almost 27 a game this year. I think you beat the Golden State Warriors in five or six games if Kevin Durant.
You've got more youth. More hustle, more defense. I mean, you got more of that than you can get on the floor right now. Why, I mean, who in their right mind wouldn't say add an elite scorer of the basketball? As you said, I mean, say what you want about how old he is. He's still averaging high 20s. And it was average high 20s in a super dysfunctional whatever the hell was going on in Phoenix.
Yep.
Right? I mean, so you put him in this environment with this young group. You don't need him to be anything more than a scorer. You don't need him to come in here and lead the troops and build the culture and do all this. You're talking about you just need a killer. You just need a straight-up bucket getter that gives you a chance to finish in the end the way that we just watched Curry and Butler do to us and the way that – just watch the rest of these playoffs. If you can find games where teams ain't quitting in the third quarter – because they're getting beat so damn bad.
You want to see life made easier on Shingun and Amen Thompson?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to see spacing made in easier?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously not a long-term play.
No, yeah.
He's an older player. You've got the picks to work with Phoenix. And look, you've got a super young group. Like I said, I'm liking the Durant. The more we talk about it, the Durant option is sexier to me. I mean,
you want Shingun. That to me is.
But you got Shingun.
You also look at Green and Shingun in your options.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like Green being on that list is almost. I mean, hell, that's a tough pill to swallow.
It's like just Giannis is a top three player in basketball right
sure,
now.
I get it. Give me a 2-year run out of Durant, and let my youngsters kind of take it. If you can win while you're doing it, cool. If not, Shingun and Amen Thompson, one of those guys coming to their own, and they're an absolute one, then you got what you need. And if not, then you go shopping again.
All right, we'll catch you back up on the breaking news that Tyler just hit us with. A starter, Hayden Wisniewski, going to the IL. We'll get you updated on that. There is a little scary situation when you look at what the injuries is, and I'm seeing two bugs. She said, we ain't sharing these bugs. I got to have my own, damn it. There you go. They're coming out, and you get out here and get you some as well. All of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
Live from Big Ben Tavern in Sugarland, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, if you just missed it, Hayden Wisniewski, who has been a really important piece to the pitching staff, as he's been one of the best players coming out of that Kyle Tucker trade they've had, he goes on the IL, and Tyler said it right, man, with right elbow discomfort. And that is that scary one. That is that, you know, are we talking, like, are we talking UCL? Are we talking, you know, the dreaded Tommy John? What does that mean? Whenever you kind of see right elbow discomfort, that's immediately the concern of where many folks go. So that's one to keep an eye on. And the reason why we say that, and I know that's why Tyler had that trembling in his voice, is, and we've heard the elbow discomfort a few times. We've heard it from 0-3 technique, Luis Garcia, elbow discomfort. We've heard elbow discomfort from Christian Javier. We've heard elbow discomfort multiple times from Lance McCullers.
Get to the big one.
We heard elbow discomfort from Justin Verlander. We've heard and seen elbow discomfort, and hopefully this is not something that is that is major, but that is the growing concern there with Hayden Wisniewski, and it really is a shame. He's been really, really good for the Astros, a lot better than you would think and would expect from a fifth starter.
Well, yeah, and like you mentioned, with the injuries, you ended up depending on him a little bit more than you would have liked to have needed to. Then he performs well, and you're like, hell, man, we may have got something. And then you start talking about the Kyle Tucker trade, and not that it's ever going to work out, like and the Astros winning, when you start talking about talent for talent, but we could at least look at it as an Astros fan and go, hey, it worked out for us. We got some you know, some guys back that are helping us win games, and Wisniewski was definitely one of those guys, you know, along with Paredes and Cam Smith. So you know, hopefully it's not, you know, the worst, and hopefully he gets back and he can help us win some games this year and beyond.
Yeah. So that's the latest there. Hayden Wisniewski placed on the IL with right elbow discomfort. So that is the latest there. All right, Clint, as we are live here at Big Ben Tavern here in Sugarland, I'm seeing people coming out. I'm seeing bugs around. I see Figgy Fig out here. I know Reggie was on his way out here. So come on out. See some of your favorite 610 sports radio 610 personalities and come hang out with us for a little bit. All right, Clint, I wanted to get into this with you a bit, kind of based off the conversation we had yesterday with people about Nick Caserio. Nick Cayley. And one of the big things we were hearing was, hey man, the things that they were excited about is his identity. He's going to have an identity in a way that maybe this team didn't have one offensively previously. And I know it was at points of view that looked at it and said, hey, he don't need to be setting no tone. That's none of that. Like, that should be on D'Amico. But the identity, and many people were confident with the identity of what Nick Cayley is. For me, Clint, I kind of check up on that because I really don't know what, you know, what kind of offense he runs, what kind of identity he is going to push forth. We've seen and saw who he's been under with Sean McVay and Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick, but still not really sure what he is going to do. What do you think? What do you think?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
The identity is going to be under Nick Caley's offense. Because the closest thing we've heard, Clint, is in his press conference, he said, this scheme will be designed around my players and not my scheme. So that's the closest thing we can hear from it. But what do you think, watching the game, kind of understanding who he's been under, what do you think his identity is going to be for the team?
Well, I think it's going to be a tall task for him to not only be a great offensive coordinator, but be one that can switch his offense up to best fit the players that we have. Now, does he fit the players that we have, and does where he came from and his scheme fit the players that we have? And I think it does, significantly better than Bobby Slowick's system. If you look, you don't need to go any further than if you look at the Rams and with Matthew Stafford or Jared Goff, either way it goes, you've got a more of a spread offense that is quarterback dependent. You look at New England's, even when New England was making their runs, you're talking again about a spread offense that's quarterback dependent. And not only quarterback dependent in how they perform, but also quarterback dependent in how they can process the game at a high level. I think then you switch, and if you look at what's gone on in San Francisco, I would say that offense is more predicated on the play caller, the physicality, the run game than it is the quarterback. Not minimizing Brock Purdy, not taking anything away from him. I just think if you're comparing the two offenses, that is the difference. And then you look at what Houston has, and it's C.J. Stroud. It is, I would say, a pass-receiving tight end, a back that should be a back that played most of his career in a spread, but should be a guy that can affect the game in the pass game as well as a run game. You're 4 or 5 wide receivers deep. You got a couple of different slot receivers. So this should be, assuming it's more Rams New England than San Francisco, it should be a better fit for C.J. Stroud. I've said this for years. With C.J. Stroud, I believe you need to live in 11 personnel. 3 wide receivers, 1 tight end, 1 running back. I've said it for years. With C.J. Stroud, I think you need to be a more wide-open spread offense that is going to get mismatches versus block everybody up and throw the big ball over the top, right? With C.J. Stroud, we now know that he is an elite processor of the game of football. Let him play the game in a Brady way. Let him communicate. Let him identify. Let him decide whether he needs to throw hot or he doesn't need to throw hot. Put all the weight on his shoulders, and I think if you look at what New England did and you look at what L.A. does with Stafford and did with what was my buddy's name in Detroit? Mine just went blank. Quarterback in Detroit.
Oh, Jared Goff.
Jared Goff. The you know though, that is more the lane C.J. Stroud is in versus Jimmy Garoppolo, Brock Purdy, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And to be honest, to be fair to Bobby Slowick, that is the C.J. Stroud that we saw in year one. It was more like what we've seen, spreading the football around, getting out of your hands quick, making the right decision in year one. It just cratered in year two.
I'm trying to envision a New England Rams mashup. I'm trying, as you said, is it going to be more New England Rams than Niners? Because I think there's some people who thought that more Niners Rams were in the same family as, you know, well, with McVay.
Yeah,
no,
they're definitely in the family. But when you're talking about quarterbacks and you're talking about approach, you know, I would like for, like, I look at the Rams offense, I would say a much more aggressive pushing the ball down the field with the ability to do that because your quarterback has that skill set, right? I looked at Brady, not necessarily the arm to push it down the field, got to be a little bit more calculated when he takes his risk and takes less risk. I would like to see C.J. Stroud live in the middle somewhere. But to me, it starts with the Brady approach, and then his ability tells you, okay, now we can go take shots. Right, but you can't do it backwards. You can't go, hey, he's got this ability to drive the football down the field like Matthew Stafford does, who's been in the league for 42 years and has taken 8 million hits and never won anything with that approach until he got to McVay. Like, you got to start by playing the Brady ball. You got to start by being smart and protecting yourself, and you pick and choose when you want to drive it down the field.
Yeah. All right, coming up as we continue live here, this is an important stretch. I know it's early for the Astros, but this is an important stretch, especially with the news we just got about Hayden Wisniewski going on the IL. This is an important 13-game stretch. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Live from Big Ben Tavern in Sugarland, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Someone texted in something that was as interesting as they said, what was Bobby Slowick's identity? What was the offensive identity for Bobby Slowick?
You ever watched Bobby?
Yeah, look, I think here's the deal. If we're being completely honest.
I feel like it was two different ones.
Well, if we're being completely honest, year one, there really was no identity. Like, the identity wasn't a priority. It was, we've got a young quarterback. What can we do within this scheme to make it make sense for him, right? And so it started out like that. Then all of a sudden you had the run of offensive linemen that got injured. So it becomes a survival. What can we do this week just to not get our quarterback killed, right? And then all of a sudden the linemen get healthy and all the wide receivers get hurt. Now it's like, okay, how can we just get the ball out of the quarterback hands and get creative and get – and that worked really, really well with that approach to offensive football and that quarterback mindset. Right, and then you fast forward to year two, and all of a sudden we're going to be this more aggressive, drive the ball down the field, have all these weapons, and I don't know that ever fit Bobby Slowick. That like, to me, Bobby,
so there was never really no core identity that they just
I don't think we ever saw. Like, I don't know that Bobby Slowick knows any more about what he wants to do if he ever is given another chance at offensive coordinator. I don't know that he knows what he wants to do.
Because the whole thought was he going to do what they do in San Francisco where he came from, but he just clearly did not have the personnel to be able to just, you know, have the run game and do that stuff too. So
but that goes back to what we talked about the last segment with Nick Caley, when you opened it up by saying, you know, that Nick Caley has said that my offense is going to be whatever fits my personnel. Like, Bobby Slowick tried to do with Dalton Schultz and what's the Beck kid's last name, first name? I can't think.
We can go with Beck.
Well, I mean, you know, he's trying to do with these two guys the same thing the 49ers do with Juszczyk and Kittle. You know, and then you've got – it's the one receiver, you know, the one big receiver out there with Nico Collins, where you're going to get to where you can play action and throw the ball to him. But the problem is you have no Kittle. You have no Juszczyk. You have no
– offensive line like that.
You have no Trent Williams. You have no Christian McCaffrey. And on the flip side of that, you've got C.J. Stroud, who's better than Brock Purdy. And so
he had to go in different directions.
But it never was – every. It's like we talk about, like – you. We come into a game and it's like week 9 and you look up and Beck is getting 20 snaps. Like, what the hell are we doing? How did we get to a point where the thought was, okay, let's continue to ask Dalton Schultz to be a physical blocker? Like, Dalton's still motioning in the backfield and running fullback lead on the linebackers. Those kind of things lead me to believe that what Bobby wanted to do was, what he's rooted in is that San Francisco physical run game, and he just never could get away from it. And I don't say that to take a shot at Bobby Slowick. I say that to take a shot at the thought of, well, my offense is going to be, cater to my players. That is great in theory. And the really good ones can do that. For a guy that's never called plays to then try to create an offense around a bunch of players that are going to be different players week one and they are week 10, now you're complicating it, man, and making it significantly more difficult. You do what C.J. Stroud does, and everything else needs to fall in places. What does C.J. Stroud – you start by protecting his ass no matter what you do, but what is the best version of C.J. Stroud? It's not play action, throw the ball over the top. It's not hold the football and drive it down the field. It's not run around like a chicken with your head cut off and by week 10 you feel like you played 4 months of football. No. It's process at a high level, communicate with your guys, and get the football out of your hands. That's it. That is the best version of C.J. Stroud. That's what they ought to be doing.
I know many of you all know what the scheme will be designed around my players, not my scheme, sounds like.
Which one?
Like, that sounds like a game plan type of offense. And I know you remember the last time we heard something like that. Like that, the last time we heard something that's what it sounds like to me is not like, hey man, we come in here and this is what we do. But there is that's what it sounds like.
Since I've been covering the Texans, and we still hear it today because again they're. It's the New England roots. I believe it's the Bill Belichick verbiage, if you will. The number, if I had to make a list of things that I hate hearing, I know a lot of people would say versatile offensive lineman, position versatility or whatever. No, I would say game plan offense. I mean, if you don't have an identity, if you can't walk in and I go, hey, this is what I'm going to do, good luck stopping me.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you can't do that and instead you're reacting to everything they're doing, that's a tough ask right there. Now, if you got a Tom Brady that can do it at that level, then good.
Yeah.
But that's a tough ask, man.
All right. Astros, they're approaching this 13-game stretch. Clint, and I think this is a big stretch, right? And obviously it's early. It's not like their season's going to be over. But as you sit here right now, they have 13 games before they play a series against Seattle, who leads the division. They're trailing them by 4 games. And in that, 10 of the 13 teams they play outside of the 3-game series against the Royals starting next week. The rest of those teams are teams that are under 500, including this series. They're starting with the Reds. The Rays are in there, who've been kind of struggling a bit. This is obviously in May, whether it's – what is it, mid-May? No, regardless of if it's mid-May or not. Actually, I better slow down. We're getting closer to mid-May, actually, Tyler. But regardless of what it is, like this is one you don't want to get too far behind, because, Clint – I know last year at this time, through 38 games, they were, through 36 games, they were 12-24, 8 games back of the Mariners. And this year, they're 18-18, 4 games back of the Mariners. But I don't know. I feel more concerned about this team than I did last year's team. And last year's team, I had a lot of concerns about. This year's team, it to me, is a weaker team than it was last year, and I do think it's important for them to keep good contact to the top of the division. So I do think stretches like this, when you can play against teams that are struggling or teams without winning records, are ones you got to take advantage of. To me,
well, yeah, no, there's no doubt. I've said it a million times. We've got around here, because of success that the Astros have had, we've got this mindset of like, it's no big deal if this happens, because it happened last year and we were able to overcome it. It's no big – like, no, it, like, last year was an absolute joke. I mean, last year, yeah, you dug out of a hole that you never should have been in, and then you lost when you shouldn't have lost. I mean, it's like there's like let's not talk about the Astros in a sense of boy, they really, it's impressive, man. They dug themselves out of that hole last year. Yeah, I mean, that's good job, but that's not something to hang the hat on, right? I mean, you damn sure don't want to do it again, whether your group's weaker or not.
You don't want to try to mess around and have to dig out a big hole.
I like where the Astros are right now. I mean, I think, as we said before, if we don't need to go any further than Yordan Alvarez. If Yordan Alvarez doesn't swing the bat well in that two or three or four hole, wherever the hell he ends up batting, then the Astros aren't going to win. They're not going to win the division. They're not going to win the playoffs. And so the fact that the other guys are swinging it at a good level at this point in time, for me personally, is a good thing, man. So I'm good with where the Astros are right now.
All right, before I get to you, coming up, we're going to hook somebody up with a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. So if you're in the building, if you're not signed your name and put it in our raffle box, you might want to do so before this segment ends, because as soon as it ends, we will draw our next winner. We're doing it four times today at the end of each hour. This will be our second winner. What you got coming up at the four?
All right, I can't watch another Golden State Warrior game, Ron. Draymond Green has ruined it for me, man. He did it again last night, and now he's commenting after the game. I just can't handle it anymore, man. I don't know. And the NBA, what in the hell? The NBA's playoff technical situation is an absolute crying ass shame. How many of y'all out there is tired of watching and listening to Draymond Green? I know y'all are with me. Y'all stay right there. We're going to cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.